This is Forrest Elise interviewing Bianca Parsons Costco for Creative Push on August 13th at 1:11. Okay, so we'll get started. So why don't you take me through the picture book here?
The first one when she was born.
Is this Annie?
Mm-hmm.
Aww.
She was, 6 pounds and 14 ounces? She was the largest of my three. They were all about the same weight.
Is this all Annie?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Was she an easy baby?
Super easy. Good
really?
Girl. I breastfed her for 2.5 years. She was, the cord was wrapped around her neck when she was born. So they had to give her oxygen. They collapsed one of her lungs. She had to stay in the intensive care in the baby unit. So I would nurse my milk and come and
she's such like a
feed
strapping
her.
Young lady now. She seems like so strong.
Isn't she?
Healthy. Yeah, I'm shocked to hear that. Okay, well, why don't we get right into it then? Do you think that was good for sound levels? Can you just tell me a little bit about yourself? And I'm going to adjust my seating.
Well, I first got married when I was 15. And I had two births with two little boys, all natural. And two healthy little boys. The first one I didn't know much about having a baby. I was, 16 when I had him. He was 6 pounds, 12 ounces. And I was nursing him, but I was so tiny myself that he was malnutritioned. He had his little skin. They could pick him up from his little skin because he was so thin. And the second one, I was better. And then the third one was born when my second son was 20 years old. So there was quite a gap between the pregnancies. And all three pregnancies, I only gained like 40 pounds.
You don't have to rush through these at mm-hmm. all, so feel free to like really take your time. So where were you? Were you, when you were 15, was this like your true love that you met? Or was it, like, what was the experience of meeting this man? And
we were in a family that we weren't allowed to have anybody come into our home. And we didn't go into any other people's home. My mom didn't have friends. Nobody ever came around. And so when a young man started courting me, you know, and then he'd start coming around, then my dad would chase him away. And so he kept trying to come around. So then my dad went to speak to his dad, and they got together. And then they came to the conclusion that they're gonna marry us, so we got married. So, I had never even been kissed.
So had you had feelings for him? Can I put this? I'm gonna put this under your watch just for a second because I don't want to have to edit out that silence. But so did you have affection for him?
He was like the Fonz of the neighborhood, you know, and all the girls liked him, and I was just like a little homie. We weren't allowed to wear slacks. We had dresses down below our knees. We didn't wear makeup. We were just, you know, plain Janes. And I was just couldn't believe that he would be interested in me.
You couldn't have been that plain.
I always thought.
So, was he Hispanic as well?
Or? Yes, he's Mexican origin. Both his parents.
Mm-hmm. So. So you got married, and how soon after that were you trying to have a baby?
No, we didn't know much about babies. My daughter, my sister, and I thought we were going to have babies either from a stork or Santa Claus, as hard as that is to believe. We didn't know anything.
So at 15, you were getting married, and you didn't know how babies...
Mm-mm.
That's really interesting. So did you know about sex?
No.
So what was that like?
My first time, it was like, if you don't get off from me, I'm going to call my dad. You know, I'm going to tell my dad. I didn't. Just didn't know anything.
And then did you, can you explain, like, how you kind of came of age? You know what I mean? Did you grow more affectionate towards your husband? And
it took a while. I was always so shy. I'd hide to dress. One time you opened the shower curtain and I just cried and cried, couldn't believe that he would dare, you know, open the curtain and see me. And But I've after around the second one, because they were only a year apart, then I was more familiar to. It was all okay, and it was all part of being married, and we didn't know anything.
So your mother didn't tell you before you got married that this is going to happen? And did you know anything about the male anatomy?
No. I didn't. I thought that I wanted to have one son that was 1 year old, and I wanted to have a son that was going to be 2 years, you know, just a year apart. So I waited till he turned a year, not realizing that I had to wait 9 months pregnant. So they're a year and 9 months apart. Because I didn't even know that.
But you had already been pregnant for 9 months with the first one.
Right.
But then you didn't, wow.
Imagine 15, you have this little baby, you're trying to take care of it. I didn't know anything. I didn't have my mother around to help me.
Why?
Once I left home, I just never went back.
Did you move away from home?
You know what? My mom had moved with my two brothers. And then my sister and I had stayed with my father at that time.
Did you have loving parents and a good home life?
We came from a divorced home. My mom and dad divorced when I was 5. And we were raised with my mother, but we always had my grandparents around. My grandpa Italian and my grandmother Spaniard from Madrid, Spain. So they were pretty strict, but didn't talk to us. That's the thing. Kids were in one room, and the adults were never allowed. They would speak another language if we stepped into the room.
Were they religious?
Yes.
So did you think that kind of colored some of your ignorance towards sex and things like that, that, you know, certain things were private, or was there guilt or shame or anything?
No guilt or shame. We were raised very Catholic. We were raised here in Arizona. We were born in Des Moines, Iowa. Came here when I was 5. My brother and sister suffered from asthma. And then in the summer, they would either take us or send us to Central America. The Italian side of the family has a big pasta factory where the family all lives and works. And then we went to private Catholic schools. And at one point, we even lived in a nun's convent up there. And if they would have left me, I would have been divinely happy there. And the peace and the serenity and just... But when we came back and I was of age and they started courting me, and then it just all happened. But religion was very important.
You're fascinating. This is fascinating.
Oh, thank you.
It's really interesting. So, okay, so let's go back to the beginning then. How soon after you were with your husband did you get pregnant?
Right away. I can't remember exactly when we got married, but right away I was pregnant with my little boy.
With your little boy. So then how was pregnancy? Do you remember? Was it hot? Was it summertime you were pregnant during, or the winter?
Well, he was born June 27th. So I got a taste of both. But I loved being pregnant. I loved having the feeling of the little baby inside of me. It was just the best times of my life, I think, is when I've been pregnant.
I don't think, we've been recording quite a bit, and I don't think I've ever really say that. That's excellent. So when you, were having your period, you're 15, you're having your period, you're having sex with your new husband, and then all of a sudden your period stops, and you think, what's wrong? And then you go to the doctor, or how did you know you were pregnant?
Well, I was trying to finish school.
High school?
No. The 8th grade. Reason being that since we were between another country and another language and then coming here, then I don't know what year you're supposed to get out of the 8th grade out of, but I was 15. They took me into the nurse's office, my home economics teacher. And they're the ones that, you know, took me to a doctor and they told me that I was pregnant.
How did they know?
Well, they could see my tummy growing. I was in school.
So did you not, did you just think you were gaining weight?
I don't recall.
Interesting. Okay, so then you went to the doctor. What was that experience like? Did the doctor tell you, like, okay, it's going to be 9 months, you're going to...
No, didn't even explain anything, just that I was going to have a baby. And so then I go, and I'm all excited, and I tell, you know, him and his family that, you know, we're going to have a baby. But even with that, we were staying with his family, and I would stay in my room. When everybody would leave, you know, go to sleep or whatever, then I would come out. But I was very just in there with my pregnancy by myself and then with my tiny baby by myself.
Did you not feel comfortable there? Or?
That's how we were raised. We didn't go into others' homes, and strangers never came into our homes either. And we didn't have that much family here.
It's interesting. So, okay. So then you experienced pregnancy and you loved it. Did you gain a lot of weight? You said you didn't gain much weight.
No. The first one, not even 40 pounds.
And then, so you had no knowledge of what to expect with labor and delivery?
No.
Can you tell me a little bit about that, like how, you know?
When we went to the hospital, with the pains, then we wound up going to the hospital, and what I remember out of the whole pregnancy is that I had to go to the bathroom so bad. But when I went to the bathroom, it's when my water broke. And they took me in right away, and the labor pains, it was just so quick that my baby was born, and he was so little.
So when you started having, so take me back to when you're at home. You're at home and you're in that little room, and then you're having cramping. You don't know what it is.
Well, they had said that we would get pain and cramping, and then you know to have the baby. So it's been such a long time. Like, you know, I can't even foresee the pain that it was, but. It's like having the appendicitis. I had an appendicitis. It was so bad, the pain, that I knew I had to go to the hospital. So
you said the labor was quick. So you mm-hmm. were in the hospital. Did you lay on your back? Can you kind of paint the picture for me what that experience was like?
It was just went in. They had the bed ready. The pains were coming so fast. The baby was already ready to come. They put the little stilts for my feet up there, and... it seemed like with just a few, couldn't have been an hour, and my baby was born.
Did you labor at home for long? Did you have the cramping at home for a long time?
No.
15-year-old bodies are made for making babies. It's so true, isn't it? It's the time to do it. So, okay, so that was your first child.
Mm-hmm.
And talk to us about, you know, when the baby emerged. Was your husband there?
Not in the room. Nope, he wasn't. He wasn't in the room. Second pregnancy either. They, I guess, weren't allowed, or he couldn't face it. I don't know.
Did they hand you your?
Yes,
son?
They gave me my baby, and they put him on my chest, and then right away I started, you know, nursing him, and he was just such a tiny, good little boy.
How much did he weigh?
6 pounds, 12 ounces.
And then you were saying something about the nursing. Was that an issue?
Well, I was so malnutrition myself. I must have weighed about 89 pounds. I was just a tiny little girl. And, you know, being sheltered in the room, I wasn't getting the proper nutrition. And but I did know after the baby was born that I had to take him for checkups. And then that's when they started giving me vitamins. But there was so much little bit of milk coming out, I was actually starving the baby.
So when you were in your room, you weren't participating in regular meal times with the rest of the family members?
No.
So did you eat in your room, or did you only eat after everyone left?
Sometimes I would eat in my room. You know, he'd bring me something, and then I would, you know, turn around and I would eat. But it was just difficult because it wasn't, I don't know, just had to have get used to.
So, okay, then you went to the doctor, and they said your baby is malnourished.
Mm-hmm.
And then what was the procedure after that?
They started giving me vitamins so that I could get a little bit more milk. He was actually constipated, and he was peeing blood. From so ignorant. It was total ignorance in my part because I didn't know.
Because no one told you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not your fault. So, okay, so then did he start to gain weight more quickly?
Yes. The little guy was walking at, before he was 9 months.
What?
That little guy was gone.
That's amazing.
Very active, very... healthy little boy.
Where is he doing now?
He lives at home with me. He's my pride and joy. He has his home in my home. I have another home for my brother, so we all live on the same property.
Okay, so then, so you raised him. That was great. And then you waited a year. And then you got pregnant, and 9 months later, you had your second son.
Yes.
So tell me about that process. You decided to then use birth control in between that year, or how did you not get pregnant for a year?
I never used birth control. I've never used birth control. Between all of my three kids.
It's amazing that you have only three kids. You were very lucky.
Daddy only wanted. He really didn't want any kids. He wasn't expecting. I wanted 12 boys.
What were you thinking?
I don't know. Football team?
Okay, so then you get pregnant after a year. And this time you know more that sex leads to pregnancy and this is what's going to happen. And were you really excited to be pregnant? Can you tell me about, like, finding out now, did you know what it meant? Like, did you know you were pregnant, or did someone else have to say?
No, I went to the doctor, and I was a little more grown up by then, and I took care of myself with the prenatal vitamins. I was under doctor's observation. I had a fat, healthy little boy, only a couple more ounces heavier than the other one, but he was a healthy little boy. The pregnancy was... adorable. I loved being pregnant. There were no complications. I also had him within a real short time, maybe just a little bit longer than the first. An hour and a half, about. That was it, and my baby was born with no problems.
Wow. Okay, so then what happened after that?
Well, then I was 17 then with the two boys. And then I became single when I was 25. When my youngest boy was 20 years old, well, before he was 20, well, I remarried Doñeta's father. And then unexpectedly I become pregnant. But I was overjoyed. And so then I found out it was going to be a little girl. Well, when you have boys and they get to be their 20s, you're thankful you're going to have a little girl. And the pregnancy was great. The relationship was such a wonderful guy. And then all of a sudden, the attitude would change. And during the pregnancy, I just didn't want her to be born. I just wanted to hold her inside of me. I wanted to keep her safe.
Was he abusive? Were you worried for your safety?
It was verbal abuse, yeah. And so when the baby was going to be born, I remember we went to, the pregnancy was healthy and everything, except for my mental state was a little charred. And she was 2 weeks late being born. And it was a snowstorm. And he drives me to the hospital where I was in labor, parks in the parking lot, way over there away from the emergency room. I have to walk holding my belly thinking my baby's going to be born in the snow right there. Then when I finally get to the door, they bring up a wheelchair and they're like, why didn't you bring her to the front door? And we go in, and the delivery was also quick, like my two boys. The only thing was that when she was born, there wasn't any crying. And they just took her away to the corner, and she wasn't breathing. And they gave her oxygen. They didn't give me my baby, where her dad was there with me holding my hand. And we're both looking at each other as like, we didn't know, you know, she was okay or not. And they gave her oxygen. They collapsed one of her little lungs. So then they had to put a tube in her lung. And so she was, you know, right out of, they didn't hand her to me. I didn't get to hold her till, you know, they took her out of her little incubation state. And she was there for, gosh, almost a couple of months. And I would be going over there and, you know, taking my, I would nurse her. I would take milk so they could feed the baby when I wasn't there.
So they accidentally collapsed one of her lungs?
Mm-hmm.
How?
They, with the oxygen, I mean, they don't really didn't explain. They just said that, you know, her lungs had collapsed, that she wasn't breathing. So when they gave her oxygen, one of her lungs collapsed.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So how were you emotionally at this time? Like, how did you handle that experience of not hearing the crying? And
yeah, well, it was shock. I thought something had happened. I thought the first thing that came to my thought is that she was gone. The baby's not crying, and they rushed her off. And then when they came back and said that, you know, she was okay, that the cord had been wrapped around her neck, and that she hadn't been breathing, and oh, I do remember something about the labor. During the labor, I turned around and I told the doctor. I said, you know what? I've done this twice before. Go ahead and give me the epidural. I do remember asking for it this time around, and they didn't. They said I was too far, you know, along to get it. And then when the baby was born, they told me that it was a good thing that I didn't, because the baby surely probably wouldn't have survived. Because when they give you the epidural, you're not pushing. You're not anxious, and you're not in that severe pain that you want to just, you know, you push it out. You're numbed. And the reason I know that, because I've been in the birth room with my niece.
So they thought that the labor would take longer.
Right.
Interesting. So, gosh, so how often did you get to see her? Once a day did you go?
Oh, sometimes I would just stay there. I would stay around the clock. As long as they let me stay there, I stayed there with the baby. And then when I had to go home to really rest, then I would go and I would come back.
So what was it like when you brought her home?
Oh, we brought her home in a little Browns outfit. Tiny little thing, the cutest little thing. And I remember my stepson was sitting on the couch, and he was just, what, 9, 10? And the first thing I did is I handed over this little bundle of joy and put it on his lap, having our little baby home. It was just wonderful. She slept in the middle of Daddy and I till she was, gosh, maybe 5. But she would just always, she would sleep on top of Daddy's chest, you know, as a little baby, and I was right there with Mommy, was nursing her, you know. 2.5 years I nursed the baby girl and carried her around. I had one of the little pouches. I just didn't want to put her down.
What did she weigh when she was born?
6 pounds, 16 ounces.
Yeah, they were small babies.
Mm-hmm.
Were you heavier with the second one? Because you were so thin for the first and a little bit better for the second. But for the third, did you have more weight on your bones?
I actually went up to 140 pounds pregnant from my daughter.
Which was a lot for you?
Well, I'm from the first one, from being like about 89 pounds, and then the second son, I might have been maybe about 90, and then I was over 100 pounds when I got pregnant from maybe about 105, 8, 10, I don't know. But I remember I was 140 pounds. They thought I was going to have twins. I was big, but it was a little baby.
Did you lose the weight quickly?
Yes.
From the breastfeeding or just from, did you exercise or do anything like that?
I've exercised my whole life. My exercise and my sanity.
What kind of exercise?
Yoga. Now it's yoga. I never knew about yoga before, but I would, yes, I did. I remember with my two boys, I got stuck between the two couches doing yoga. But jogging in the mornings, being in the gym, aquasize, aerobics, whatever.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
So then, tell me what her recovery, once you took her home from the hospital, was she like, you know, off oxygen, off tubes, like?
She was off of everything. She was just like a regular little baby just coming home.
So in the hospital, did they have to do some sort of therapy for her chest? Or how did they help with the breathing situation?
Just while they kept her there in the baby unit, you know, in a little glass bed. They just kept taking, they gave her the air was in there and whatever the doctors do, I don't know. I wasn't one of those inquisitive people because I didn't know better either. You know, what happened, what's going on, what are you doing? Just waited for them to give me my baby so I can take her home.
That's a long time to wait.
Mm-hmm.
So how was home life once you had the baby home? Was the marriage, did it last or
I stayed for 6 years. I tried for 6 years. Yeah, after the 6 years, I just, one incident, I just thought this is not good, and I just packed her up, and I moved out for a short time, then I came back home to Arizona.
Yeah, I understand. We had a very verbally abusive stepfather, and it was the one incident, you know, and then... That's it.
A smart mother.
It takes that incident sometimes, though, that pushes it to make a decision about it.
Right.
Yeah. But is she still in touch with him now or anything?
Yes. For almost 20-some years, we've been waiting for Daddy to come around. Still yet.
It's tough. So you've had some really wonderful labor experiences. And then one very trying.
I was indeed blessed with my pregnancy. That's one thing with the religion. That's what I would do. Get on my knees and pray. Let them have all the little fingers. Let them be complete. Let them be whole and healthy.
So can you reflect on your experience with labor and delivery and maybe think of a phrase or word or something that kind of like describes your personal experience?
A fulfillment. During the whole pregnancy and then having the after little mass in your arms, you know, just fulfillment with my babies. And they still are. The bigger they get, the bigger the fulfillment.
Great. I don't think there's anything that we're missing. Do you feel like you want to add anything else?
The bigger our kids get, the bigger our joy becomes.
I think that's true.
Right.
certainly mm-hmm. like August a lot more now.
I just can't imagine when I saw a couple of pictures of your studio, in your studio of hard labor, the one woman standing there looked like it had to have been a hard labor. Right, was yours, right?
Yeah, we survived it. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and turn this off.